This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The European migrant crisis seems to have come to a head in Calais, France, where as many as 2,000 people a night are trying to get through the Channel Tunnel over to England. The BBC's Zoe Conaway talked with some of them near the Eurotunnel freight terminal.
We're just walking into the woods where some migrants have got a campfire that they're sat around. What's your name?
Karine.
Where are you from?
Syria.
Syria. Tell me, are you planning to try and go to England tonight?
Yes, every night we try to get to England. Some people like not even slept here, been just one day and got through.
And will you try and jump on a train?
Of course. What I'm here for.
What's your name?
Fatima.
Fatima, where are you from in Syria?
Aleppo.
Aleppo. You're pregnant. How many months pregnant are you?
5.
Well, I'm now following Karim across the field. He's taking me to the fence to show me where he thinks he might be able to cross tonight.
We go to this jungle, you see this little jungle here, between the water, the little river. We hide in there and the spot is in front of it. We got through there.
What you're planning to do is dangerous.
In Syria it's worse and worse. Like you sleep, you don't know when your house is going to blow up on you. This is nothing.
Well, we're just going down a ditch through some long grasses, walking along the perimeter fence. So there are 20 men standing in a line. I can see, in fact, one woman in front of me. And there's a very large hole in the fence that they can walk through. I mean, it's perhaps about 5 foot high, and they're walking through it to get to the next fence, which they're now having to jump over to get onto the tracks. And there's a break in the razor wire. One of them has literally just made it over. He's just thrown his jacket onto the wire so that the others can use it to help them so they don't hurt themselves as they cross over. It looks like the police have arrived. I can see a blue flashing light, so everyone's now crouching down onto the ground so that the police don't see them.
Let's go to the road.
The migrants are now moving away from the hole. Excuse me, you're from Eritrea?
Yes.
Are you going to try and cross tonight?
Yeah.
How many times have you tried?
Every night.
And how old are you? Sorry to be rude, but how old are you?
16.
Okay.
16.
Okay. The police disappeared just a couple of minutes ago. It's about midnight, and there are now a group of migrants back by the hole in the fence. Pretty extraordinary, really, how brazen this is. Well, it's now past 1 o'clock in the morning. The police are trying to move people away from the fence, but as you can hear, they don't want to go. There's real frustration here. The word is that about 70 migrants managed to get over the fence, this stretch of fence anyway. One of the people that didn't make it across, though, is Karim. So, Karim, the train's going past and you're not on it?
Yes, I know, because I'm not lucky. When I get lucky, I'll be on it.
Tonight's not your night?
Yeah, you still don't know that. Maybe later.
So you might still try?
Yes, every day, every night. We're still trying. You can see the police closing the hole, but there'll be 100 holes again. People are so desperate to get to England, we'll never give up.
Zoe Conaway there from our partner broadcasters at the BBC. She was in Calais, France.